The greatest thing since sliced bread. So this is it? A couple of 100,000 years? Sliced bread? What about the pyramids? The Panama Canal? The Great Wall of China? Even a lava lamp, to me, is greater than sliced bread. What's so great about sliced bread? You got a knife, you got a loaf of bread, slice the fucking thing, and get on with your life. Out walking the streets. Here's another one you hear from men. Some guy sees a rapist on the news. Same rapist as before, only this time he's being released. Guy says, you see that? You see that guy? They're letting that guy go. Now, instead of being in prison, he's out walking the streets. How do we know? How do we know he's out walking the streets? Maybe he's home banging the babysitter. Not everyone gets a parole is out walking the fucking streets. A lot of times they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, isn't it? Yeah. You say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? Because I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood, not quite fully dandy. Other times, I might be indeed highly dandy. However, not fine. One time, 1978, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. But nobody asked me how I was. I could have told them, fine and dandy. I consider it a lost opportunity. Walking papers. Some guy gets fired. They say, well, they give him his walking papers today. Let me ask you something. Did you ever get any walking papers? Seriously? Believe me, in my life, I got fired a lot of times. Never got any walking papers. Never got a pink slip either. You know what I would get? A guy would come around to my desk and say, get the fuck out of here! You don't need paper for that. The Riot Act. They keep saying they're going to read that to you. Tell the truth. Have you ever heard this thing at all, this Riot Act, ever? It's a bigger problem when you're a kid. They like to threaten you with that. You wait till your father comes home, he's going to read you the Riot Act. Oh, yeah? Well, tell him I already read it myself, and I didn't like it either. I consider it wordy and poorly thought out. If he wants to read me something, how about the Gentleman's Guide to the Golden Age of Tongue Kissing? More than happy. I bet you say that sometimes, don't you? I bet you say, oh, I'd be more than happy to do that. How can you be more than happy? To me, this sounds like a dangerous mental condition. We had to put Laszlo under physical restraint. He was more than happy. One more of these expressions, in your own words. You hear that in classrooms a lot, or courtrooms. They'll say, tell us. In your own words. Do you have your own words? Personally, I'm using the ones everybody else has been using. Next time they tell you to say something in your own words, say, Nick flat blorni quando flun.